Good morning and welcome to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part today by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. For those of you that tuned in looking for Up and Adam this morning, Andrew Lee and Jack Tomczak will be back tomorrow. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We're in this morning for a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. We're going to have several guest hosts today, and we're going to talk to the Honor Guard from the Fort Snelling, and we're going to talk to some veteran service organizations in the second hour. In the third hour, we'll have some special guests, Senator Klobuchar and Governor Mark Dayton, and we'll also visit with the Minnesota Patriot Guard. This is Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is a day of remembering men and women who died while serving the country, the United States Armed Services. Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, while Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, living or dead. Do we have, Josh, do we have the, my special guest host today is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, and I think we've got him on the phone. Chaplain, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. God bless you today, and happy Memorial Day to you and all of our listeners.
You must have got caught up in the traffic this morning, Chaplain.
Well, absolutely. You know, I've been on my knees praying for good weather for so long, Tom. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to produce this morning, but I guess the farmers got to the good Lord first.
Well, Chaplain, it's always good to have you on the show, and as we talked about a moment ago, Memorial Day is a special day.
It is a special day, Tom, and, you know, it's easy for us Americans to get lost up in the shuffle and the bustle of, hey, summer's getting ready to start. We're trying to get things into the ground, and the families that I think of the most on Memorial Day are our Gold Star families, those who have lost a loved one in the commission of their service to our nation. And those are the ones who don't get to enjoy weekends the way the rest of us do, perhaps, because of the fact that they've got someone that's not going to be home, or they never return to the field of battle, or at some point their service overwhelmed them, and they're not with anymore. And so for that reason, we stop and we pause, and we do things like get on the radio and remember them on this very special day.
Chaplain, I thought we'd start the show off today talking about World War II a little bit, because on this day, 71 years ago, on the night of June 6th, as tens of thousands of Americans were preparing for D-Day, President Franklin Roosevelt went on the air on the radio to address the nation and lead them in prayer prior to the upcoming invasion of Europe. And we've got a clip of that that I'd like to play. Josh, we got that short clip? Yes, we're having some technical difficulties.
Okay. Yeah, Tom, you and I talked about that clip. I've listened to it 40 years again.
Our sons,
incredibly full.
There we go,
Chaplain. Of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
Chaplain, the D-Day force consisted of 156,000 troops from the Allies, United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and so forth. Five beaches were attacked, 6,900 ships, landing craft, 50,000 vehicles, 11,500 planes. On D-Day alone, we lost 4,413 Allies, of which 2,499 were Americans. And during the Normandy battles, more than 425,000 Allied German troops were killed, wounded, or went missing. Chaplain, the president went on the radio and knew that he was sending men to their deaths, but it was something that had to be done. And today, Memorial Day, is a day to remember those and all the others that have died in countless wars, all over the world, to support our country.
You know, Tom, it really causes you to stop, take pause, really ponder in. Just on that one day, June 6th, what you just described, the sheer mass number is beyond our scale of understanding in our society, in our culture today. Loss of life is terrible and it's regrettable. It's a family worst day. Chaplains have been a part of having to bring that news to families when they've lost loved ones. It's a very important role. But what I am struck by is in the president's prayer, he didn't say, let's as a nation just stop and do this one time. Let's not just think about our future. What President Roosevelt had prayed was, give us strength daily and let these prayers be ongoing. So it wasn't a one-time thing. He was saying that, you know, for us to endure, for us to get through, this is something we're going to have to do on an ongoing basis. Part of our lives. And that sort of encouragement from a high level, from a national leader, is significant. One of the things that's important, I think, for us to note as Minnesotans, Tom, is that President Rose was praying this prayer. We can't forget where the 34th Infantry Red Bull Division was in the world at that time. Of course, the Red Bull Division being headed out of Rosemount and was filled with so many Minnesotans in those upper Midwest. We were part of the liberation of Rome on June 5th, and that fact is often a footnote in history. Certainly, the D-Day invasion had happened; it was absolutely a game changer. But in the long picture of the success of the Allied force, they needed that liberation of Rome to take place, and so many Minnesotans were honored to be a part of that hard-won liberation.
And, Chaplain, if our listeners go to Minnesota Military Radio and put in the Red Bulls, they can probably go to a podcast from Minnesota Military Radio when we interviewed the Red Bulls about their part in World War II, and the fact that they had more frontline combat days than any other unit during the war. And as you say, we liberated Italy or Rome the day before. And what people don't understand is the Red Bulls, with the other allies coming up through Italy, occupied 18 German divisions that would otherwise have been available to defend Normandy.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, in my younger time, as an enlisted station in Fort Drum, New York, many of the streets and the, you know, important landmarks on the post of Fort Drum named for those, you know, towns where not only 10th Mountain, but Red Bull infantry units had hard-fought battles and also faced tremendous loss of life. And it said, Red Division in World War II, you know, spent more days in combat on the front lines than many of the listeners know, but I would imagine some don't, that the brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division was deployed to Iraq back in the middle part of the last decade, spent 16 consecutive months in Iraq, which is longer than any brigade of our allied forces during Operation Iraqi Freedom. So once again, the Red Bulls proved their ability to get on the line, stay on the line, and serve with distinction and honor. And it's important for us to note that, but I was thrilled to hear FDR's prayer, it happened with our leadership, you know, providing that that spiritual foresight. So significant.
We're speaking with the full-time support chaplain of the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn, on our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk to, we've got a guest calling in. It's Bastian Van Hofwagen to talk about the Honor Guard and what they're doing today and their schedules. And I'd also like to talk about your schedule and some of the events coming up. So, Josh, we'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more of this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio in just a moment. Of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, sitting in for Andrew Lee and Jack Tomczak and Up and Adam. And I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. In this first hour today, my co-host is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. Second hour today, we'll have the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shelado, and we'll have a Minnesota National Guard Brigadier General John Jensen the third hour. Chaplain, we have a guest with us. Is Mr. Von Hofwagen with us? Chaplain, are you there?
I'm here, Tom. Yeah, just standing by for Chris.
And Mr. Von Hofwagen, are you with us as well?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Chaplain. We have Bastian Von Hofwagen visiting with us this morning about the Honor Guard services in Minnesota. Can you explain that to us, Bastian?
I can. The honors team is actually out working today doing different Memorial Day events for churches with different veteran service organizations, VFWs, American Legions. I just looked at it this morning, and currently we have 9 different events going on this morning, starting right at 8 o'clock and going right up and through 1:30 this afternoon.
So your team's all working hard today.
Yeah, they are, yes, sir.
Now, how are you organized and how are you funded?
Well, currently what we are is I have 4 different teams in the state. I have roughly 18 full-time, Monday through Friday, 24/7, soldiers at work doing honors, funerals. They also, when they get opportunities like today, they go out and do color guards, rifle parties, and of course, play taps for all our veterans. And then how we're funded is we actually, National Guard Bureau gets funding through the Department of Defense for this program. And then we get, Minnesota gets its piece of the big dollars, and then that's how they're funded.
So how many funerals did your team do last year?
We just did under 5,000 funerals last year.
5,000 funerals right here in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
is that's just a fraction of the number of funerals we had for veterans, I'm guessing.
Correct. There's roughly, from what the VA tells me, roughly 12,000 funerals happen a year in Minnesota, so we are just under half.
Chaplain, you're pretty familiar with the soldiers on this team.
I am very familiar with the soldiers on our team. Tom, thanks for having Mr. Van Hoffwegen on to tell us a little bit more about the military funeral honors team and to watch his team. And Chris will tell you, he gets emails and notes regularly when these professionals come their men and their duty is done at a time when I've been able to work with them. I'll send him regular encouragement as it relates to the execution of mission. These guys are top-notch professionals, and it really impacts the family significantly, working hand-in-hand. For example, if we're not on fourth, you know, perhaps the volunteer rifle team may do a salute, but then Chris's team is there to present a flag or to, you know, to do the honors graveside. And their precision, their professionalism, their commitment to their craft is really, really impressive. It's so meaningful to families. They walk away just, you know, so, what's the word, impacted because of the nature of this, the execution of their duty. It's really an awesome thing to behold. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
We've seen, I've seen your team a number of times. They're very impressive. I wonder, Mr. Van Hoffwegen, is there anyone or anything special you think about on Memorial Day?
My grandfather, he served in World War II. He was shot over in the Philippines and how they used to do, how they used to repair those guys when they used to put like sulfur powder on the wounds to try to stop the bleeding. And that sulfur powder, attacked his heart. So when he came back home, he looked $1 million. He had the physique of a guy that was, you know, he stood 6'3". He was built, he's a Milwaukee police officer, but with the wounds and stuff and what they did, you know, when they tried to help him with his wound, that sulfur powder just ate his heart up, so his heart wasn't worth anything. So he passed away when I was very young. My mom, just recently gave me his flag and his medals that he had, so I have those sitting on my mantle, and he said, gentlemen, I think about, other than my dad, who served two tours over in Vietnam. So he's still alive, of course, but the one that comes to mind right away is my grandfather. So,
well, sir, we're glad that your team's out there doing good duty today and honoring those that we're remembering on this Memorial Day. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Chaplain, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Chaplain Colonel Ken Beal from Fort Snelling Chapel. This is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host for today, Tom Lyons, the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 at 7 a.m. And for those of you tuning in for Up and Adam, Andrew Lee and Jack Tomczak will be back tomorrow. My guest host this first hour has been Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. And Chaplain, we're joined now by retired Colonel and Chaplain Ken Beal. Chaplain Beal, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Nice to hear your voice and to be with you today.
Chaplain, I think the last time we had you on, you were still active duty, and you were traveling back and forth every weekend so that you could minister out at the Fort Snelling Memorial Chapel.
That is correct.
And now I understand you're retired?
I am. I've been retired since 2012.
So your travel schedule is a little less hectic.
Yes, it is, and so are my frequent flyer miles or less.
All right, sir. Can you tell us, I've been out there, it's a beautiful place. Can you tell us about historic Fort Snelling Chapel, Memorial Chapel?
Well, it is it's a wonderful place. It's certainly a historic landmark of our state of Minnesota. It was a chapel that was built, interestingly enough, by subscription, meaning that the chaplain who was there, who was a captain, Chaplain Frank Rideout, he was part of the 3rd Infantry Regiment, and he went throughout the state of Minnesota to raise the money to build that chapel for a mere $54,000. The chapel was built by the Army Corps of Engineers, and therefore the labor was free, and the land was offered by the then War Department to be able to build this beautiful stone chapel that is there today. And if I may, Tom, I'll just give credit here not only to Chaplain Rideout for having raised the money to build the chapel, but to pay tribute to the 3rd Infantry Regiment, who was the unit at Fort Snelling that built the chapel. And then when the active army closed up Fort Snelling in 1946, that unit is also affectionately known as the 3rd Infantry Regiment, also known as, nicknamed as the Old Guard. And they went from Fort Snelling to Fort Myer, Virginia, where to this day they perform the distinct honors of guarding the Tomb of the Unknowns.
The chaplain, when you were on before, I know we talked about the fact that Fort Snelling is open for visitors on the all summer long, but especially on Sunday mornings in the summer. If they wanted to come out and visit Fort Snelling, take a tour of that, and then come over, you hold services on Sunday mornings at the Fort Snelling Memorial Chapel.
We do. A most unusual name for a Christian body, but Fort Snelling Memorial Chapel Foundation, 48 years ago, 20 years after the active army left the building, and it was in disrepair and maintenance was not maintained. It was actually being vandalized. MnDOT had some plans to put some new highways in that area, but this group rose up as a 501c3 nonprofit to save the building from the wrecking ball. And what was the point of saving it if you didn't host regular services? And so for the last 48 years, at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, a non-denominational Christian service is held at the chapel, and I happen to be the fifth. They don't call us pastors, they call us chaplains, so I'm the fifth chaplain in that 48 years of history.
Chaplain Wynn, do you get out there for any events or services?
Tom, not only do I get out there for events and services, I count Chaplain Beal as a colleague and a friend and a giant on whose shoulders I stand as a chaplain. For any Minnesotans that have a chance to get to Fort Snelling Memorial Chapel, it is not only a beautiful building, a rich with history, and if you've had someone in your family who served in the Minnesota National Guard, you can look up into the rafters and see guidons of our units there. So the historical context is certainly taken into consideration. But you can hear a great sermon by Chaplain Bill, who is a gifted orator, in the spirit of some of the classic preachers. And you're going to meet the most fascinating people. You're going to meet great Americans. These are mostly men, older veterans, who are there. But they have the most amazing stories about landing at D-Day and fighting in the Pacific Theater and even fighting up the boot of Italy with the 34th Infantry Division. It's a remarkable place. And really, I think anybody who's there is going to walk away filled with pride for what our state has done to not only acknowledge the service of our men and women in uniform, but to remember them and their families through this great institution known as the Memorial Chapel at Fort Snelling.
Chaplain Beal, you probably owe Chaplain Wynn a little lunch for that rousing endorsement.
Well, he's a good friend, a colleague, and I have the highest regard and respect for the ministry that he is performing with our Minnesota Army National Guard. You know, he did speak of, and I would encourage your listeners to consider, a great opportunity to get on the inside of the chapel is today, as the Chapel Foundation is hosting a open house from 11 a.m. today to 5 p.m. It will be available to stroll through. We have tour guides that will enlighten people to the rich history that exists within the building, the flags, as pointed out by Chaplain Wynn, and likewise, beautiful stained glass windows and much of the history that is behind those. There's over 80 memorials that are posted throughout the chapel and will provide great insight to people. And at the same time, in keeping with this day, on the island of the parking lot are now posted 343 white crosses. each bearing name, rank, branch of service, age, hometown, and the date and place of death of those who have been killed in action in the global war on terrorism for the state of Minnesota and each of our border states of the two Dakotas, Iowa, and Wisconsin. And it's a great place and setting to which to walk through and to pay respect to these fallen of the global war on terror. And, Tom, in addition to that, the parking lot is outlined with 8-foot crosses. There's 11 of them representing each of the wars of our nation, and they're posting the number of killed in those conflicts, in those wars, which total up to 1.2 million Americans.
Hmm. Chaplain Beal, sounds like you're doing a great job of remembering all of those that have given their lives to our country in service to their country on this Memorial Day 2015.
Well, we're certainly seeking to do that, and I'd encourage people to visit the chapel. It's not only for worship, but it certainly is a fitting place for service members to be united in marriage, but also for the rendering of the final honors of those that are being laid to rest, to be hosted as a place for funerals to be conducted, perhaps before going to the National Cemetery.
Chaplain Beal, I hope you have a great day today, and we'll have to have you back on Minnesota Military Radio sometime. And thanks for taking the time to visit with us this morning.
You're welcome, Tom. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. And if our listeners want to learn more about the Fort Snelling Memorial Chapel, just go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and put that in the search engine. We've had Chaplain Beal on the show a couple times. You can learn a lot more about it. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll come back with Chaplain Nguyen and find out what's happening at Cragen's Resort on Gull Lake today. Josh? Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. My co-host for this hour has been the full-time support chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Major Buddy Nguyen. And, Chaplain, we have joining us now the general manager from Cragen's on Gull Lake, Eric Peterson. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hello, happy to be here.
Eric, usually this time of day on Memorial Day, we have Dutch Cragen himself on the show. He's a Korean War era veteran and a big supporter of all things veteran, and you have many, many, many throughout the year events up at Cragen's on Gull Lake, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. And, you know, I'm standing in for Dutch, the early morning opportunity here, so I'm happy to be doing that. But, you know, we have a lot going on at Cragen's. Definitely Dutch being a huge supporter of the veterans. You know, one of our most popular programs has to be our free golf for vets on Memorial Day Monday and Tuesday following. At the Legacy Golf Courses.
So you're going to have a big day up there this weekend and today.
Yeah, absolutely. The next today, although it's got a little rain right now, but hopefully it stays just raining lightly so that the guys can get out and play. But today and tomorrow we'll see upwards of 300 veterans out each day playing golf. And that's a program that Dutch started about 15 years ago, and it's just it's amazing. It's one of my favorite days of the year to be out there talking and hosting people out at the golf course.
Chaplain Nguyen, I think the last opportunity I saw you up at Cragen's was last fall at the annual Gold Star Family Retreat at Cragen's, and they did a marvelous job hosting, didn't they?
Well, I remember that, Tom, and what an honor to spend time in the presence of Gold Star families, those who have lost a loved one, you know, in uniform. And Cragen's did such a tremendous job of hosting those families. And as you remember, Tom, you know, Rocky Lynn was there, and he brings his gift and his heart for those Gold Star families. Rocky off for concert, I think, Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, I asked Rocky to reach back to his old gospel roots, and he accompanied my preaching with music that got people in the mood to maybe receive from the preacher. And Craig has made that all possible. So, yeah, a tremendous location, so supportive of veterans and Gold Star families.
Chaplain, I've told you this before, that Sunday morning service at Cragen's with you and Rocky was one to remember. You knocked it out of the park that day, sir.
Well, hey, look, you know, I'm just a vessel, Tom, and hope to be spoken through with a good word for the people.
Eric, can you tell our listeners who have not had an opportunity to come to Craigan's a little bit about the resort and any special packages you might have for veterans and their families?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our resort is located on the south end of Gull Lake, up just north of Brainerd, Minnesota. It's about 2.5 hours north of Minneapolis. You know, it's about 3,500 feet of lake frontage and about 250 different units. So anywhere from some hotel-style units to cabins, a great place to get away, bring the family up, and enjoy. You know, we have great packages for everyone, including the veterans. You know, we have some special programs. I mentioned the free golf for vets, a number of the other programs we do for veterans throughout the year. One package we're real excited about just to kind of promoting to all families out there is a, we call it 4 days of memories is what we're calling it. And for $500, two adults, two kids, can come up and spend 3 nights and 4 days of memories at Craigan's. It's a weekday special running, basically running July and August this year, so right during the peak season.
Eric, please greet Dutch and Erman for us and thank them for doing all the things they do to help support our service members, their families, and our veterans.
I will certainly do that. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Chaplain Wynn, it's been kind of a quick first hour. What's your schedule today? Where are you headed?
Well, Tom, I'm going to join Commissioner Shalito out at Fort Snelling National Cemetery today for their festivities. I think the program starts at 10 a.m., and I have the honor of leading that group in an invocation and to sit with our esteemed leaders and to remember the fallen. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to come home and maybe spend a little time in the garden, a little time in the yard, and just kind of getting ready for the week to come. As you know, our National Guard service members, continue to stand always ready to deploy at little or no notice. And so that requires a great deal of training, preparation, and ongoing vigilance. So that's kind of what my day looks like, Tom.
Chaplain, I was out at Fort Snelling National Cemetery yesterday and was busy already, but according to my notes, the Fort Snelling National Cemetery Memorial Day program, there's a parade at 9:30, a program at 10 a.m. They'll have music, speakers, display of military vehicles, and more. And so I highly suggest that you go out there early because traffic's going to be heavy. And, Chaplain, do we know where the Adjutant General is going to be at this morning?
Well, I know General Nash has a very busy schedule. In fact, I think when you reach that rank, your schedule's not your own, and he will provide support to a Memorial Day event. The specifics evade me at the moment, Tom, but General Nash is very busy. I keep my my leader, my boss, in prayers for strength and endurance because he's very, very busy, always on the go.
The Chaplain, you've been in the military a lot of years, and Memorial Day is a very special day to remember those who have given their life and service to our country. Is there anything or anyone special you think of on this day?
Well, Tom, thanks for asking that question because I've been in the Minnesota National Guard and spent a little time on active duty since 1988, so it's pushing 30 years. A long time, and I've been party to the fallen, to families, both as a chaplain. But I think back to being an enlisted soldier, and every good preacher or minister can think back to the time when maybe they received some sort of a calling to ministry. And I think the early seeds for me were planted back in 1992. I was a sergeant on active duty in the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum, New York, and some of our service members from the 10th Mountain returning from Somalia. I remember being packed into a gym there, and I was kind of up in the rafters in this new construction, this beautiful new gym on the south side of the post. And I remember soldiers filing into the gymnasium and forming up. This is a unit that had just gotten back from Mogadishu. And with them were some soldiers who had been wounded. And we stood and we saluted to remember the fallen. And I remember one young man that couldn't get up because he was sitting in a wheelchair. And I remember another young man early on in that operation had been wounded and was missing part of his arm, standing and rendering a salute to the fallen. The impact of war really came home to me in that gym at that time. Frankly, as a high-speed, low-drag sergeant, we'd like to call him, paratrooper, been to air assault school, man. I was, but I was overcome with emotion, and I literally had to leave the gym because of how that impacted me. And so I remember those who fell in, Operation there in Mogadishu, Somalia. But there's been countless times since then with the war on terror where we've lost Minnesotans. And you just never forget where you were, how this you, what you felt at the time. And those emotions continue to drive me to honor families in the fallen and participate in events like, the Gold Star family event up at Cragen, to remember the fallen and to honor the families who have given so very much.
Chaplain, thanks for joining us today on this special broadcast.
Great to be with you, Tom. Hope you have a peaceful rest of your day and a great week.
Thank you, sir. That was Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. In the second hour, my guest host will be Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. We'll talk to several of the commanders of the Veterans Service Organizations and the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. And then in the third hour, we'll have Brigadier General John Jensen in the studio. And we'll speak to Senator Klobuchar and Governor Mark Dayton, and we'll end up talking to the Minnesota Patriot Guard. So this is a special Memorial Day broadcast brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.